Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the build-up show. Liverpool, Manchester City, the Etihad, Sunday, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. I am your host, Paul Machen. I'm joined by Ross Chanley and by Georgia Stevens for this one as well. I mean, Ross, let's just dive straight in, mate. What a game in prospect this is. And, you know, any nerves I had going into the week, you know, we were looking at a tough away game at Atalanta, and obviously followed up by a tough away trip to the Etihad. It still is those things. You know, it still is a massive game. It still is a very difficult game, still our hardest game of the season by an absolute mile. But I am just so excited for this game now because I think Liverpool's preparations have been outstanding.
Yeah, I'll ask you that question again at 4 o'clock on Sunday and see how you feel. Yeah, the 5-0 win obviously helps. The fact that we've got people coming back from injury, we've got people that are in form. It's a real nice position to be in, to, you know, kind of be spoilt for choice. And I think something that we're still kind of adjusting to, you know, the recent times where we've got an 11 and that's it. And you know, the drop off from the bench is significant. Whereas now I think, you know, we're really spoilt for choice. I'm sure we'll get into the conversation about who we'd rather pick. I've had arguments in my own head for the past 10 minutes about who we'll pick, but it's a nice problem to have. And City's always huge. And of recent times, maybe not last year, but it's defining in the season. And it's crucial again for Liverpool going into another international break that, you know, we can separate ourselves from, you know, that you know, the pack as it is.
Yeah, I think the notion that Manchester City are dead and buried and finished has been somewhat overstated, Georgia. You know, and I think Ross is absolutely spot on there. You know, in the last, what, three seasons, really, these have been the games that have defined who's gone on and won the title. I can't see this being anything other than that, really, at the moment. And it'd be foolish, really, for Liverpool to treat it as anything less than that. This is a huge, huge game. There's an opportunity here for City to close the gap. Obviously, they're 5 points behind us now, albeit with a game in hand. We've got an opportunity to make that game in hand look completely, completely irrelevant. And, yeah, that's what we'll all be hoping Liverpool take.
Yeah, I think it's form kind of... Form is crucial in these kind of games of coming into them, because in the sense that it's good to get that confidence and good to have a good kind of role going. And the fact is, both sides have kind of got that going into this game. You know, we're on the back of a 5-0 away win, and City beat Olympiacos last night 3-0. So both sides have basically got the best preparation they could for this game. And I think you're not looking at things properly if you think that this is just going to be, oh, you know, it's not that big of a game. City aren't wherever, we're top of the table. It is. It's a crucial game. It's probably one that we'll see. It's one that you look back in maybe 2 months, 3 months, and you say, wasn't that a big win?
Yeah, it's just on the City thing, Ross. You know, they're in a false position in the league, I think. Or rather, we're about to find out. I think the next sort of month will tell us whether City are in a false position. I don't, you know, the 10th. I don't think they're going to finish 10th. So in that regard, they're definitely in a false position. But, you know, having that first game of the season against Aston Villa postponed makes a big difference at this point, because the league is so compact. You know, if you gave them those 3 points, they'd be fourth. at the moment. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, if you gave the points to Aston Villa, they'd be third, which is also another interesting point. But I think we need to be wary of this idea that Man City aren't at the races at the moment. Obviously, Gabriel Jesus comes back against Olympiacos, scores an absolute belter of a goal as well. This is going to be a dangerous Man City side. But what comes along with it is an opportunity to see whether they are are they the City from two seasons ago, or the City from last season, a City that can demolish anyone on the day, but also a City that lost 9 games in the league last year.
Yeah, I'd just give the points to Aston Villa. They're a very good side. Well, 7-2, I fancy that. It's difficult to look at the league table, as you said, because it is so tight, it is so compact, but we're still in the early stage of the season. And I've said this about Liverpool in the past 2 weeks. You know, I think we'll start to see after the international break and Christmas, the people that will pull away, you know, you're going to start to see a gap form. And I think Manchester City will definitely be within that. It wasn't that long ago that Man City completely destroyed us. And whether we were still hungover or whatever else, like, you can't write them off. They've got Kevin De Bruyne back in the side, fresh from injury as well. You know, he's integral to everything that they do. They're still free scoring goals. You know, like George says, they're going to be full of confidence in the league and stuff like that. Klopp won't go into it like that. Klopp won't think, you know, Man City attempt, this will be a Peter Pearce. And equally, Man City have got a point to prove. And Liverpool have as well, obviously. But, you know, Man City will want to get more points on the board. They've already dropped points. They've got more points than we have. Yes, they've got a game in hand. But the pressure's on them to not drop any more before they go into international break.
100%. And the point to prove thing's interesting because, yes, City will have a point to prove. You can tell it in how they performed against us after restart, Georgia. Liverpool do have that thing. Ross alluded to it, you know, that we were all still pissed on Red Carlsberg when we went to the Etihad and got absolutely turned over by them. But that should be in the Liverpool players' heads. It should be in their mindset to say, well, everyone kind of wrote this season off before the last season had even finished because of that result. I'm hoping that lights a real fire in the belly of our players, and that again, that should only contribute towards it being a really, really good game.
Yeah, I mean, City's position's false because they haven't counted the points from that game because that's when the season started, and you know, we'd lost the league. But yeah, like, if the game and the occasion isn't enough, that now any match against Man City is suddenly a big title match. To look back and think last time out against these, we let ourselves down. It was as much as we all kind of laughed and was like, yeah, you know, Trent's still on the lash and on the wing there, but it would have been a lot nicer even just to get a 1-0 over them and be like, you know, even half cut, they've absolutely smashed us. But I think that'll definitely, you know, that'll be the thing that gives that little push as well. And also you've got Nulet, you've got Jota coming in there, you've probably got Curtis Jones, who's now got a new point to prove, whoever's playing centre-back. I mean, God knows who we're going to throw there against City. But yeah, I think it will be something that will definitely add just a little bit more of a spark to it.
I think you mentioned the centre-back thing, and we'll come on to the who partners him question after the break, of course. But the Joe Gomez one, I think of all the players who are going to take to the field for us, he's probably the one with the biggest point to prove from that game. He was shocking. Sterling absolutely has him on toast in that game. And it was one of the games that really, I think, that kind of kicked off this like little this bubbling under criticism of Joe Gomez's level or performances or whatever, kind of does date back to that Etihad game for a lot of people. He's now the main man in Liverpool's defence. He's been pretty good. He's had a couple of kind of like tricky moments, a couple of dodgy moments or what have you, but we'll find out about them. We'll get a good measure of Joe Gomez in this game, I think. You know, if he can come out on top in this game, I feel like Liverpool will come out on top in this game.
Yeah, this is the game that I think, well, not that it's make or break, because, you know, there's a season to go through, and at the end of the day, he's the only solid starter centre-back that we've got.
Don't say break.
Yeah, don't break. Wrap him in wool. No, it is. It'll be something that I think a lot of people can then, it's an easy marker to judge Joe Gomez by, because it was that last game against City was awful. I mean, for him, it was, I mean, who knows whether it was the occasion, whether it was still that bit of beef or whatever with Sterling. Like, there's so much that went into it that he had such a stage to to stand up and to do it. Even when we did, you know, we're allowed to get beat and players have good performances. That was a moment that he could have done that and he didn't. And that is, I think, when people had evidence for their claims of Joe Gomez isn't ready. And that's what you never really want to do, is give those people evidence. I think this game will be a chance for those, you know, to put that to bed and to kind of step up and step forward, and hopefully, you know, there is a risk that it goes the other way. He is the main man. That can be completely overwhelming, that can create too much confidence or things like that. But I have faith in him, and I do hope that, you know, this is the moment that kind of puts everything to bed and shows him in kind of a new light.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see Liverpool players have been forged in big games like this over the years. So yeah, let's hope that's one for Joe Gomez, certainly. Right, we'll talk about his partner and who that might likely be in a moment. I have a quiz question before we take the break. The question is, and I'm going to have to read this one because I've made this more wordy than I should have done. Pep Guardiola only ever played two games as a player against Liverpool. They were back in 2001 on Liverpool's run to winning the UEFA Cup. Two questions for you from the last game that Pep Guardiola played as a player against us. Who scored the only goal of the game for Liverpool, and who was in goal for Barcelona that night? Yes, check out this advert for our wonderful book, The Champions of Everything, and I'll give you the answer in a few moments. The second Redmen TV book, Champions of Everything, is available for sale right now. It comes in two editions, the standard edition and the special edition, which comes signed with a custom message of your choice and with a limited edition Redmen TV sticker pack as well. The book is huge. It is A4 size and it is chock full of insight. Photographs from around the world following the mighty Reds, who were reigning European champions, who won the Super Cup, who became champions of the world, and then capped it all off with a 19th league title, becoming champions of England. The book looks at the highs, lows, absolute insanity and bitterness of rival fans, and some of the craziness from our own fan base as well along the way. It is available now on the Redmen TV store. Get involved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There you go. Welcome back. Yes, the Champions of Everything, our second book, is available to buy right now. There's two versions. There is the special edition, which is signed and comes with a custom message of your choice, which makes it an ideal Christmas gift. That's available UK only. So yeah, get that sorted now. Very, very limited numbers available of that. If you want it internationally, you get the normal edition, which we've got a few more available, so you should be able to grab one right now. But yeah, do get them boxed ahead of the Christmas rush. Really, really good stuff. It's good fun. I'm made up with the feedback we've had from it so far. It's I think the football book can be a little dry at times. This is not that football book. It is very much an irreverent look back at a phenomenal season from the mighty Reds. Right, yes, Ross, the question was who scored Liverpool's goal and who was in goal for Barcelona the last time Pep Guardiola face Liverpool as a player. He said to me in the break, you got two ideas for this?
Yeah, Danny Murphy and Victor Valdes.
Incorrect on both counts. Georgia.
Bollocks.
Pass. Ross can have another go.
How old were you in 2001, Georgia?
I was, wait, what date was it? What roughly? Was it like before June,
April,
after?
April, I
wasn't one yet.
Amazing. There we go. Okay, well, you can get a pass for that. That makes me feel terrible. I was in town watching that game. The goal scorer for Liverpool was, of course, Gary McAllister.
Close.
Yeah.
British and bold.
And in goal for Barcelona was not Victor Valdes, although it's a very solid shout. It was Pepe Reina.
Spanish. Wow. It was close.
There you go. Ross. Joel Matip, we know he was back in full training ahead of the Atalanta game. Anything could have happened between now, between then and the kickoff of this game. But look, the overriding feeling is, you know, he was on the bench. Make sure that he's ready for this game. Like, no, we will have Nat Phillips there. We'll have Reece Williams there, both of whom have had really, really good, encouraging performances for us. But look, given the choice, we'd be doing everything in our power to make sure that it's Matip and Gomez starting this game.
Yeah, that's ideal, isn't it? I think, you know, poor Joe Gomez has had more partners than Kate Price so far this season. He's just like I feel so sorry for him. But again, that's not talked about enough, the fact that, you know, he's had those Nat Phillips, Reece Williams, Fabinho, Joel Matip, and he's still done relatively well. You know, it's very hard to set up a partnership to kind of draw anything up. I think you're more tempted to go for Joel Matip in the sense of Man City is a different kettle of fish. Mm-hmm. And I think experience in now, so there's no discredit to Nat Phillips or Reece Williams, because I both think they did an incredible job when they've stepped up. But Matip's been here before. Matip's played Manchester City. Matip's got that experience that I think is required. I think it also helps in that understanding of for Joe Gomez, and maybe he's some of the expectations. I think Georgia was talking about before. Of like, I don't think it's necessarily all on Joe Gomez if Joel Matip starts. I'd tempted to him. And that's not discredit to Nat Phillips or Reece Williams. It's just, it does your preference. I was slightly concerned last night, the fact that, you know, because we were so far ahead in the Atlanta game, that Matip didn't play 20 minutes, 15 minutes, or, you know, half an hour, or something like that, just to, you know, match fitness, just to get him back in and ease into it. You know, I was quite shocked, but also, you know, we've joked about it, but you have to be careful the fact that, you know, you could put him for half an hour and it could be out for another 4 weeks. That's the risk that you're taking.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Joel Matip, is that at least he's generally speaking quite good when you get thrown into isolated games. As I look at who else we needed, Trent and Robbo are going to need rests at some point. We gave them a little bit of a rest by taking them off, and we got some minutes in Shimakas, that's going to be proven very, very useful, I think, post-international break, not necessarily for this game. But the centre-back thing there's just not an ideal circumstance. The ideal circumstance at the moment, because, you know, we just can't have Virgil van Dijk at all, Georgia, it has to be Matip in, because there are two centre-halves. There are two, you know, senior centre-halves. There's no decision to be made. If he's fit, Matip goes in. And if he's not, it's a massive conundrum for the manager, because Nat Phillips does really well against West Ham. But, you know, facing Haller or facing Gabriel Jesus, Raheem Sterling and Riyad Mahrez is not the same game. You know, Kevin De Bruyne running at you. I don't think it's the game for Nat Phillips. You know, I think there are games where you can use Nat Phillips, and that's absolutely fine. And I think he'll do well in those games. And it might well be a game for Reece Williams. I think he would get the nod otherwise. But again, he's a young lad. You run the risk of absolutely devastating him. So I've said, if we have to use either of them, we'll just have no choice but to use them. But I don't think personally I would be choosing to use them. I would rather Matip risk another month out with injury to get him through this game than use any of the other options we've got.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I was concerned that maybe, you know, Matip wouldn't be match fit, like you said. Like, it's a whole different thing being fit and being sharp and ready for the game. And there is that concern if you're going into probably one of the biggest games of the season, having not played for God knows how long, you know, in a solid 90 minutes. That being said, I would trust Matip more to understand what he's stepping into than Reece Williams or Nat Phillips. Again, though, I think Reece Williams is probably more likely to get a nod just because of the sheer pace of that front line. And I think he's probably edging a bit more than Nat Phillips being able to do that. And by all accounts, he's, like you said, in the game last night, he didn't look, you didn't notice him. And that is what is a massive compliment for a young player stepping into a world-class team, is he didn't look out of place at all. There was no major slip-ups. He held the line well. He did remarkably well to step up and to, you know, to do that counter, to do that offside trap. And yeah, I think if, you know, Matip isn't fit, then it is Reece Williams. I think that's the step, although it sounds crazy to start a teenager against Man City.
Yeah.
I mean, but I also wouldn't be surprised, you know, let's try James Milner in there. Let's tick all the boxes as a position he hasn't played recently.
Yeah, get Genie back in there. The other big talking point is gonna be Diogo Jota. Ross, and you know, what a wonderful conundrum for us to have. Jürgen Klopp was very, very keen post match at Atalanta, the press conference, to stress his love and support for Bobby Firmino. I think he was a bit wound up with the notion that, you know, Jota's now replaced Firmino, or Firmino's done, or Firmino, you know, like he's dead and buried as a Liverpool player. It wouldn't shock me if Jota starts, but also my strong feeling is I think if Jota starts, it'll be part of a four. I don't see anywhere where Bobby Firmino doesn't start this game for us.
No, and he cited how integral he was and how integral he has been for Liverpool. You know, we've said for God knows how long that Bobby is the system. I don't think there's, funny enough, the language that people are using to describe Bobby Firmino at the minute, I don't agree with that at all. I think it's fair enough to get people out of rest. And he's played a hell of a lot of football in recent weeks, and this thing of like just drop him, or, you know, Jota's put himself in the conversation. You know, let's be honest, you know, his goal return is exceptional, the way that he's playing, the way that he's fitted in. He's not overawed by anything. You know, he's getting on, he's got a rapport with his teammates. My ideal situation would be to, like you said, would play a four. And, you know, in the absence of Chris Page, I go 4-2-3-1, and I put Bobby in the 10, because, yeah, you know, he can do all that, the dogged work of, you know, tracking back and helping out the midfield, and he's still got that link-up play. And I think, you know, that Atlanta game might have suited Bobby a bit more. There was bags of space, you know, the way that Atlanta set up. And, you know, in recent games, played Sheffield United, West Ham, you know, Midtjylland, all teams that have put 10 men behind the ball, and then Josh is come in and he just absolutely pissed it, because he's found himself in 10 yards wherever he was.
Yeah.
City, I expect City to be a bit more expansive, you know, a bit more like Atalanta. You know, they're confident, they're at home, they play free-flowing football. Bobby has to start for me. I think there's no harm doing that. And he's had a rest as well. You know, whether it's enough of a rest, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he'll have the bit between his teeth to say, listen, I'm still capable of performing.
It's just not a problem if he starts. That's the good thing, George, is, you know, you start Bobby Firmino and then you put Jota on the bench. Well, you've got Jota on the bench. You know, you might have Shaqiri on the bench again. And, you know, we saw this the other week. You know, hopefully you're not in a situation where you're looking, you know, you're chasing a way to break through a side or whatever. I don't think, you know, City are not going to park the bus at home. So you're right, Ross is right. It should just be a bit more of an open game of footy. But I think this could be a bit of a war of attrition, if, you know, particularly away from home. We saw this when we beat them in the Champions League. You know, we had to resist a lot of pressure. But then we come out of our shell in the second half and break them down. Having someone like Jota there, who's in that form, who carries that bit of fear factor with him, to be able to go, right, here you go, half an hour, 20 minutes, when maybe, you know, City and their defence hasn't been great, you know, and you've got new players coming in who are either going to be using some tried and tested players, you know, like a John Stones, who's maybe carries who's a bit jaded and carries a bit of fear with himself, or, you know, they're still getting Ake into that side, they're bringing in their other new signings. Get Jota in to shit them up. I think that's it's win-win, I think, really, whatever he chooses to do.
Definitely. I think, you know, if we start Jota and Bobby's on the bench, I don't know, it is what it is. I mean, I just don't see Bobby not starting this game, like Ross said.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him in the 10 again, because I absolutely adore Bobby Firmino as a 10. I do think, you know, I think he's great in that role, and if that's a role that he adopts going forward, you know, you say as you get older, you move further back the pitch, I'd absolutely love to see him in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, Ross.
From Diogo Jota's point of view, I think he'd be really annoyed if he didn't start this game, to be perfectly honest. Just been away to Atalanta, back to hat-trick, you know, if you're not in the conversation to start the game on Sunday, Bobby Firmino or not, you know, I think he's within his rights to be pretty pissed off. There's nothing else that he could have done, whether it's down to system or style of play, or the fact, you know, you're going to have to cover your fullbacks a bit more and, you know, maybe go with the Brexit midfield. I don't know, and he loses his place that way. You know, it's all good, same being played into four, but he's scoring hat-tricks, but I think you have to look at the bigger picture and the opposition that you're playing. Like 4-2-3-1 with those four going forward is great in my head. But, you know, tactically, does that make sense against an attacking side in Manchester City?
Yeah, and of course, you know, the other things they'll be hoping for in this game is fingers crossed Thiago's fit to be involved in this game, because, you know, that could be a that could make a difference, a complete difference to what formation we play. You know, we've had a great deal of success with 4-3-3 against Manchester City, so I can't see us changing it, because I think when you play 4-2-3-1, you do cede a little bit in midfield, and this might be a game, you know, midfield is where we tend to win these games. With no Fabinho available, which is a massive, massive blow. Obviously, John Henderson's going to play the six, and it's then down to what we do around it. What are we looking for? Are we looking for combative, or do we need a bit more drive? Naby Keita being back would help us very much in that, and obviously, you know, ideally, in an ideal way, that it's Thiago, you want to see your best players unleashed in the biggest games. So we'll have to see what we do there. Let us know actually in the comments what would you prefer to see from Liverpool, 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, and what would be your ideal starting 11. I will be doing the starting 11 prediction once again on Thursday afternoon. I look forward to that. I do not. It's going to be a tough one once again. Right, let's have some score predictions from you guys. Georgia, what's the thing?
2-0 Liverpool. I think we keep that clean sheet.
Okay, fantastic. Ross?
2-1. Oh, and is Aguero back? Because like he's supposed to be out for a month, and it turned out to be.
I don't believe so. But yeah, you just never know, do you?
2-1 if Aguero plays, then if he doesn't, 2-0.
Okay, sad. 4-3 for Liverpool. Oof. Mad game of footy. Yeah, why not? Yeah, there we go. Score predictions in the comments below. Do drop a like on this as well. And we have got our fantastic, our world famous Redmen TV Christmas sweatshirts are now available. Get your orders in right now. The designs are absolutely first rate once again. We'll give you a little tease of what they look like in a minute. But yeah, get them. Get involved with them and get them ordered quickly, because, yeah, demand is high, and the sooner you get them ordered, the quicker you will have them. But other than that, yes, we will be back with the starting 11 prediction Thursday afternoon, and then we'll be back with a watch-along for this game as well. An hour and 10 minutes before kickoff for the team news reveal, and then we'll be back 15 minutes before kickoff doing a commentary for the entire match. Always a good laugh. Do tune in for that one. Make sure you click the notification bell next to the subscribe button to be notified when we go live, and we shall see you there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com